Bradley J. is right on target.
Hey, you're either right or you're wrong. And I'm right.
He's right.
What do I like? Guns, dogs, freedom, you know.
He's right.
What makes me crazy? Giving free stuff to lazy people.
He's right.
And I know what you want.
Just what is it that you want?
We want to be free to do what we want to do without being hassled by the man.
Do you expect me to believe you don't know what's right?
He's right.
Jay Targan.
You're right.
With your host, Bradley J. He's right on target.
WBZ, News Radio 1030, Bradley J. It's good to be at work. Having that time off was awful. I'm so happy to be back. This is much better. Well, there is a lot to talk about, and it's all pretty substantial. First, I like to keep it simple, if I can. Hillary Clinton says, I fully appreciate how hard life is for so many Americans. I ask you, is that possible? Is it possible that Hillary Clinton appreciates how hard life is for so many Americans? 617-254-1030. This is what she's saying. Because she went ahead and made a couple of goofy remarks, and she's backtracking on it. She said that our family left the White House dead broke. Now, in her mind, they were dead broke. Dead broke is when you're going through the cupboards looking for something you might have forgotten, some can of something to eat, a can of okra, maybe some pinto beans, and you have to try to figure out how to make something out of that stuff in the cupboard. Oh, you hit some coconut oil, and here's some breadcrumbs, and oh, look at that. It's some vanilla pudding. What can I make with pinto beans, okra, breadcrumbs, and vanilla pudding? All right, let's go to Jim in the Swamp. Jim, how you doing?
Hey, Bradley. Good show tonight.
Well, listen, Jim, how come you never call? You never write anymore? You never call?
Well, I've met somebody else. No, I'm usually a day person. It's odd that I'm up this late. Actually, my allergies are killing me. If you've seen my pictures, you see I live in a very open screen tent.
Well, yes.
With a tarp.
I have not seen them, but I'd look forward to seeing them.
They're on Dan's website.
Oh, okay. Maybe me and Hillary will come over and visit.
Yeah.
Because I know she'd feel comfortable in your screened-in porch area.
And all the, all the pollen, too. But maybe she'd like to, I got an idea for Hillary. Let's grab a couple of 40s and hang out behind the Allmark. We'll sit on some milk crates.
Oh, that is so... out behind Jerry's Shop and Save between the dumpsters.
Yeah, where the cops can't come because things blocked off.
I can say, Hillary, do you want to go have a martini? Say, no, Bradley, I'm sort of broke. Can we just get a couple of 40s?
Yeah, they're like $1.50, aren't they? I don't know. Oh, I stopped smoking, Bradley.
Did I help?
You may have contributed. I've switched to the vaping thing, the e-cigarette, reputable one, not the disposables. And I didn't think it was going to work. I was planning on having my son put a lit cigarette in my mouth at my wake.
Right.
Quit the day after I die. Haven't had a cigarette in over a calendar month.
Well, you made me laugh, man. You made me laugh.
Glad I could. Take care, Brad.
All right. I laughed. I cried. I learned something about myself. Hillary Clinton. I fully appreciate how hard life is for so many Americans. That'll be more to the point. Let's go to John in the woods. Hi, John.
How you doing?
I'm great, John.
I love you. I love listening to your show all night long.
John, are you actually in the woods?
Yes, I am. I'm like Jim in the Swamp?
Yeah.
I've called you before. I'm John in the Woods. I've been out here for 5 years. I do the same thing that he does.
You got a wind-up radio?
Yes, I do, actually. I got a solar-powered wind-up radio that I listen to here all the time because I can't sleep.
That's cool. So, now, I wish I could talk to you a long time about your life. Do you live in a tent? You sleep under the stars?
No. I've made myself, basically, it's almost like a small apartment. I got wall-to-wall carpeting. I got windows. I got a kitchen. I got a patio. I made it all out, and I'm still out in the woods myself. Nobody bothers me.
So what did you make this out of, like tree branches and stuff?
Yes, I did. Okay. Perch. It's all perch. kitchen pool tops and plastic and everything like that. So if Hillary needs to come in to have a place to stay, she can pop
right.
her car up.
Well, since she is very familiar with living in a lean-to like you, she'll probably have no problem staying there. I want Hillary to carry around a can of pumpkin pie filling and just bust it out once in a while.
Well,
at her press conference, at you know, at events, and say, "Excuse me, I have to eat my lunch," and just eat a pumpkin pie filling out of the can, or maybe a can of sardines.
You know, she's worked all her life, and
she deserves to be rich. She's rich; she deserves it. And
yeah, well, that's okay. Anybody,
right.
What you work for is what you get. My position is looking. I'm moving up to a nice apartment.
Right.
I'm struggling. I'm doing the best I can. But you want to cry poor. What's poor? Jesus.
Yeah.
I can't put gas in my car.
Right. John, I got to move on, and thank you so much.
All right.
I got to make sure, though, if Hillary comes to town, that we get her to stay out and, with you guys. We'll have the whole Secret Service surrounding your lean-to.
Thanks.
Okay, John.
Hey, look at that. I'll try. Can I email you my hooch? Can I?
I want to see pictures of your hooch. Yes.
Are you kidding me? You'll love it.
I will.
Wall to wall cap.
You mail me pictures of your hooch. I'll put them on Facebook for everybody to see.
Excellent.
All right. Thanks, John.
I love listening to you.
Thank you, John.
You have a good night.
Yes, Hillary knows how we live, and that's why I'm sure that when I go to Savers next time, she'll come with me to buy new pantsuits for $4.50. Hillary Clinton, you've earned the right to be rich, but you can't have your cake and eat it too. You don't get to be rich and say you get what it's like to be poor. Quick break. WBZ News Radio 1030.